The question for today is, in 2 Peter 3 verse 9, we are told that God is not willing that any should perish. Is this referring to God's irresistible will, or to his loving but non-coercive desire? Christian scholars seem unable to agree upon the meaning of this passage. Also, does this verse, and the surrounding text, imply that all opportunities for salvation will end at the return of Christ? Theologians have argued over the meaning of 2 Peter 3 verse 9 for hundreds of years. Some, often called hyper-Calvinists, hold that God's long-suffering toward us refers to his toleration of the vessels of wrath as he reveals his glory through the vessels of mercy. See Romans 9 verse 22 and 23. The vessels of wrath, according to this school of thought, are those not predestined to be saved. Though they displease God, he patiently tolerates them until the full number of the predestined have come to repentance. Other theologians, known as Arminians, hold that God's seeming slowness is due to his giving man every opportunity to repent. He could intervene now, but he knows that he would have to destroy some who would have repented had they been given a little more time. Both positions are problematic. To rid the passage of any suggestion that human will and choice are involved in salvation, hyper-Calvinists must define us, verse 9, as mankind in general, and restrict all to those predestined to salvation. The Lord is not willing becomes a testimony to the sovereign will rather than a simple statement expressing God's desire. Arminians must assume that more time will result in a greater percentage coming to repentance. Unfortunately, this idea conflicts with the recurring theme of moral degeneracy as a characteristic of the end time, as in 1 Timothy 4, for example. The problem can be resolved by understanding that the us, rendered as you in some translations, refers to Christians. Peter addresses his letter to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1 verse 1. Not to the unconverted, non-Christian world. Peter is telling his readers to avoid falling into the attitude of those who willfully forget, chapter 3, verse 5, who say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" verse 4. The Neronian persecutions were coming on at that time and were proving to be a fiery trial for many Christians. Peter was probably referring to the Neronian persecutions in his first epistle when he wrote, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God." 1 Peter 4 verse 17. Some Christians, perhaps fearful of death and weary of suffering and persecution, began saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" and claiming that their father's long history of suffering continues unchanged. Obviously, Peter is speaking to Christians, as only they would speak of the promise of Christ's coming and the dawning of a glorious new age. In effect, Peter is saying, "The Lord is not slow concerning his promise to return, establish his kingdom, and bring an end to the tribulation some of you are having to endure." Some of you are discouraged and think the Lord is unnecessarily slow in fulfilling his promise. But rather than thinking of him as slow, you should think of him as being patient with you, for he has called you and does not desire that you perish, but that you repent of anything that would separate you from him. He knows that some of you have succumbed to worldly influences and are not as careful as you once were in living holy lives. But know this, when the day of the Lord comes, it will come suddenly, unexpectedly. The elements will melt with fervent heat. The old order will be completely overthrown. Knowing this should cause you to examine yourself and see to it that you are living a godly life. Peter was speaking to and about those who had already repented and accepted Christ after having been given an opportunity for salvation. Therefore, the passage does not confine all opportunities for salvation to this age.